There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
This is part of the appeal that the Players Union made public. Colts equipment manager Sean Sullivan sends GM Ryan Grigson an email claiming that the Baltimore Ravens special team assistant Jerry Roseberg called the Colts head coach Chuck Pagano before the AFC Championship game, warned him to be mindful of the kicking balls. Apparently the Ravens weren't happy that the kicking balls that they had worked on weren't used. They were swapped out with new balls before that playoff game. So Sullivan in his email goes on to say the Patriots are known to manipulate air pressure before games, saying it would be great if someone could check their air pressure before games. Now, this wasn't directly quoting for Baltimore. He just kind of added this in the email. So at some point during the game, the GM Grigson brings up the balls to the NFL executive VP, Tony Vincent, with a comment about we're playing with a smart ball. So the question is, did the Ravens actually tip off the Colts before the game because of this ball-kicking issue that they had?
There is reporter Ryan Burrow commenting on some of the information that's been released by the Players Union as Tom Brady moves forward with that appeal for his four-game suspension, the NFL suspension, and what's going on in the world of sports talk radio comes in at number 10. Sports talk is usually in the 10th position, different ideas and different items coming up, but that's how we get started on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Show. The week of Friday, August 7th, is what's in scrutiny, all the activity on the air for the past 5 days, reviewing the top 10 talk hits, the talk topics based on the research conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. Go there every day, read what's going on in the talk world, talk television, talk radio. This is the publication that people go to in the talk radio industry, so that's why we have it as our base, our substance, if you will, for this program as we air all across the country every weekend. The list gets started with number 10. We'll get to number 1 before the end of the hour with examples from various radio programs as to what the backup is for the conversation, and as I say, what's going on in football and baseball, the sports world. Tom Brady comes in at number 10.
Number 9.
In the number 9 position, the continuing conversation, the latest, if you will, on the flight of MH370, the Malaysian airliner. Here's host Jane Foy talking to CBS Mark Rosinger about the latest on the airplane debris and the investigation that now has gotten into high gear.
Malaysia's prime minister is kind of like all over this, saying that the almost 7-foot-long wing part that was discovered was definitely from the plane, but that hasn't actually been made official by the French. Is that right?
That's right. The processes obviously are quite a bit different. The Malaysians are technically still leading this accident investigation. The French, by virtue of finding this part on a French-related island, took it to Toulouse and began to act as the lead investigators. Now, in fairness, they're very good at this. The BEA, which is the French version of the NTSB, has tremendous capabilities and competence to do this kind of work. The problem that we get when we get the French involved in leading this is that by their law, this becomes a judicial form of investigation, not just an accident investigation. Thereby, you get another layer of bureaucracy involved, and in this case, it's a magistrate who is only waiting for a 100% confirmation, and thus far, the BEA, the French version of the NTSB, has not been able to provide that, although they have said there is a high likely degree of this that's coming from the aircraft itself. When you really think about it, everyone has agreed that this is a flaperon from a 777. There's only one missing 777 in the world. There is only one. There are no reports of missing flaperons of any 777s from around the world. So therefore, it is not going to take a whole lot of deduction to figure out that this really is a piece from Malaysia 370.
Now, some other things have washed ashore. I think a seat cushion or some other type of debris. So while everybody is arguing about is or it isn't, things are washing up on shore. Is there anybody out there studying the currents now to try and figure out where that plane might have actually gone down and, you know, where the bodies might be?
They are. They're continuing to look at current history. They're looking at the winds. They are also looking at the weather history. All of this is being put into a series of computers where they're trying to backtrack in some way, shape, or form to where the aircraft might be.
Number eight this week, the continuing controversy and conversation about Cecil the Lying, the aftermath of that killing. In fact, earlier this week on my Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and I talked to the host of The Pet Show, Warren Eckstein, about the continuing controversy and reaction to the killing of the lion, the fallout for the dentist, etc.
First of all, I can never understand the concept of killing an animal for sport. It just never made sense to me. I mean, I'm not a hunter, never will be, but I can understand someone if they hunt for food and something they need to survive, but just killing an animal for no apparent reason other than to hang a head on the wall is absolutely ludicrous. I remember having an argument. You know who Ted Nugent is? The king of the rock?
Sure, yeah.
Big hunter. I remember being on the radio with him a year or so ago, and we were arguing about hunting, and he said to me, Warren, you know, if we didn't kill the deer enough, State New York, they would die of starvation. And my response was, Ted, then how come I've never seen a skinny deer come back on anybody's car? And he couldn't answer me at that point. So basically, these people that are spending thousands, and it's more Americans than any other country to go over to Africa to kill these animals that are endangered, is absolutely ludicrous. And I think there should be a law against it. And I'm glad to see that planes like Delta, and I also believe a British Airway, are now refusing to bring
American United. Air Canada,
Warren,
on that list.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say that a lot of this is sparked because Zimbabwe knows that there's money there, and they have a tourism built, a whole tourism model built on this hunting?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I agree with you 100%. It's great for tourism, great for Zimbabwe, not great for the lions that are being killed, though. And what possesses someone to come from Minnesota, fly halfway around the world to kill a beautiful animal?
So,
that $50,000 should have been donated to Zimbabwe to feed the people rather than
right.
kill a lion.
All right, so there are continuing discussions about that. For something that seemed to be not mild, but to be not at the top of the list for someone in terms of how it affects the world, this thing really has brought out passion in lots of people, and as we all know, that makes for the best conversation. So we have done number 10, number 9, number 8, so number 7 would be next, and it will be as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Pick knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join BIC's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take BIC's pledge to save handwriting at BICFightForYourWrite.com. That's BICFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat. Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1414. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1414. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1414.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16GB flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts three user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Number seven item this week focuses on television, not just television, but a specific program. As most of you know, Jon Stewart is leaving, has left, in fact, The Daily Show this past week. Here's host Chad Hartman talking to Bill Carter from The Hollywood Reporter about the sign-off.
Well, there probably is, I don't know, irony what the word is, but the fact that he's leaving on a night when on Fox you have 10 presidential candidates offering up so much material that Stewart would offer up tomorrow, but we're not going to see him tomorrow.
Well, to be fair, he wouldn't be on a Friday anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I'm sure part of him is going to say, well, I wish I had a last shot at these guys. You know what? That will come up again for him because, you know, your comedy instincts don't go away. So
yeah.
When he sees things, he's going to probably want to say, oh, I could say it, but it's not going to be able to have the opportunity.
Why did it work so well for him?
Well, you know, like the guy is really, really smart. But I think the other thing is he decided that he would alter the whole approach of late night. And instead of making it be just a comedy show, it really is satire, is what it is. It's very formal political satire. And that requires that you have a point of view. And John was willing to put his point of view out there. And he had a lot of passion. And that's what made it work. Because when he got on a subject and he was passionate about it,
yes,
Boy, it came through the screen.
Well, I heard many of the big-time news people, and some of them probably being sensitive because he had offered up some of the barbs towards them, where they would go at him and say, wait a second, John, are you being serious here? Are you being the journalist here? Or are you being the comedian? Would he play both ways a little bit on that,
no,
do you think?
No, I had a couple of occasions, well, one particular where I was doing a stage event with John, and I pressed him on the notion that what he was really doing was a form of journalism, like a political cartoonist, for example.
Yeah.
And he fought that. He said, I am not a journalist. I had never had any feeling of that I'm doing journalism. I'm a comedian. But obviously, this was pointed satire. And to me, it did play like political cartooning.
So, let me give you another one that critics will offer up. Then we'll get to a lot of the other points that have worked out brilliantly for him. Some will look at some of the numbers and say, at his height, it was what? At about 1.5, 1.6, it slowed a little bit, and that too much attention has been paid to him, considering the numbers that he gets and the comparison of that to many other shows on television. Is that fair?
No. Well, one reason you have to say is, look, if he's getting 1.5 million a night, okay, and he's doing four nights a week, you know, how many people are new watching it? And then how many people see the stuff he does online the next day? I mean, he had impact way, way beyond that. I mean, the guy hosted the Oscars twice. He won 10 Emmys in a row. And this guy had enormous impact.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item on our review list here of the things that have grabbed people's attention conversationally this past week is the anniversary, the 70th anniversary of the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima or Hiroshima, depending on how you want to pronounce it. The event is something that many people who aren't that old, we don't talk much about it. So here's talk host Richard Dixon with a focus on the crew of the Enola Gay and their thoughts that they wrote about after dropping the bomb.
The 509th Composite Group was formed by the U.S. Army Air Force to deliver and deploy the first atomic bombs during World War II. The group was segregated from the rest of the military and trained in secret. Even those in the group only knew as much as they needed to know in order to perform their duties. Here is the crew of the Enola Gay and their thoughts about the use of the atomic bomb after having dropped the thing. Pretty amazing. Air Force Captain Theodore Dutch van Kirk did not know the destructive force of the nuclear bomb before Hiroshima. He was 24 years old at the time, a veteran of 58 missions in North Africa. Paul Tibbets told him this mission would shorten or end the war, but van Kirk had heard the line before. Hiroshima made him a believer. Van Kirk felt the bombing of Hiroshima was worth the price, and that it ended the war before the invasion of Japan, which promised to be devastating to both sides. He says, "I honestly believe the use of the atomic bomb saved lives in the long run. There were a lot of lives saved. Most of the lives saved were Japanese." In 2005, van Kirk came as close as he ever got to regret. "I pray no man will ever have to witness that sight again. Such a terrible waste. Such a loss of life. We unleashed the first atomic bomb, and I hope there will never be another one. I pray that we have learned a lesson for all time, but I'm not sure that we have." After the war, van Kirk got a master's degree in chemical engineering and worked for DuPont. Until his retirement, he passed away in 2014, just last year. He was the navigator, by the way. Major Thomas Farabee, bombardier. He pushed the button to drop the bomb on Hiroshima. He slept on the plane both before and after he did his part. After the war, Farabee stayed with the Air Force, serving in the Strategic Air Command and in Vietnam. He retired as a full colonel. Colonel Farabee, who retired from Air Force in 1970, always argued that the Hiroshima bomb was necessary. I'm convinced that the bombing saved many lives by ending the war, he told Newsmeek in 1970. Doesn't mean he had no opinion on the further use of such weapons. Now, we should look back and remember what just one bomb did, or two bombs, he told the Charlotte Observer in 1995, the 50th anniversary. Then I think we should realize that this can't happen again. He passed away in Florida in 2000 at the age of 81. Lieutenant Jacob Besser, electronic countermeasures. He did not get to see the bomb. He was too busy keeping an eye out to make sure that there were no other signals that could accidentally detonate the bomb. And he was keeping an eye on the radar for enemy planes. He also, by the way, was the only guy who served on both the Enola Gay in the Hiroshima bombing and then 3 days later in Boxcar when they dropped the bomb on Nagasaki. He said, given the same circumstances and the same kind of context, the answer is yes, I would do it again. However, you have to admit that the circumstances don't exist now. They probably never will again. I have no regrets, no remorse about it. As far as our country was concerned, we were 3 years downstream in a war going on four. The world had been at war, really, from the 30s in China continuously, and millions of people had been killed. Add to that the deliberate killing that went on in Europe, and it's kind of ludicrous to say, well, geez, look at all those people that were instantly murdered in November of 1945. There was an invasion of Japan planned. 3 million men were going to be thrown against Japan. There were about 3 million Japanese digging in for the defense of their homeland, and there was a casualty potential of over 1 million people. That's what was involved. If you take the highest figures of casualties of both cities, say 300,000 combined casualties in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, versus 1 million, I'm sorry to say, it's a good trade-off. It's a very cold way to look at it, but it's the only way to look at it. Now, looking into tomorrow, there's something else again. I don't have any answers for that.
Pretty interesting retrospective of reality. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, speaking of reality. So we've been from number 10 to number 6 in the next half hour, from number 5 to number 1 here on this week's review.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This report is brought to you by the Sugar Association, an organization dedicated to promoting science-based information about all natural sugar. Sugar is the latest media target, says Dr. Courtney Gain, a Ph.D. in nutritional sciences and biochemistry at the Sugar Association in Washington, D.C.
Sugar is the new eggs, the current scapegoat for obesity and related health concerns. But the data just doesn't back this up. For example, most people are probably unaware that we consume 425 more calories per day than we did just a few decades ago. Yet, only 38 of these additional calories come from caloric sweeteners. And when it comes to just all-natural sugar, Americans are actually consuming significantly less today than we did in the 1970s. It's true, obesity is a serious problem in need of a solution, but that solution is far more complex than one ingredient.
For more information on all-natural sugar and its role in a healthy diet and lifestyle, visit sugar.org.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Stern.
You only once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows.
Download the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming.
GCNlive.com.
The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people.
Top Radio Top 10.
The top 10 items from the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Talkers charts we're going over for the week of August 3rd through the 7th. The stories that are making it the top of the heap we'll get to in this half hour, and I don't think there's probably going to be much debate, as I'm thinking you're thinking by looking around. I know what number one is. It sometimes is a mystery and kind of fun to go through all of these. So to review where we are at this point, number 10 on the countdown, NFL early activity for the season, Major League Baseball, who's in the playoffs, what's going on, are you surprised by how well or not your team is doing. At number 9, the Malaysian airliner debris found, speculation as to where the plane is or if it's the plane, boss. Number 8, the aftermath of the death of Cecil the Lion. Number 7, Jon Stewart saying goodbye, at least to television, for now. Number 6, the anniversary, 70th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. Okay, so that's the last half hour. Let's move into the next, this half hour.
Number five
item is this theater attack, the story from Nashville this week. More violence, more of the same, some people are saying. Let's listen to this review from Talkos' J.C. Corcoran, who has on his program correspondent Dan Mandis. They discussed the latest attack in a movie theater that took place this past week in Nashville.
The officers who got to the scene at this movie theater just outside Nashville are being credited with great work.
Yeah, absolutely. It was an amazing story because you had this guy inside, 29-year-old Vicente David Montano, and he's doing what he's doing with, of course, the axe, the pepper spray, and what at the time they thought was a semi-automatic pistol. There were a couple of police officers that were in, that were just outside the theater dealing with a traffic accident. So people start running out of the theater, scream at the cops, hey, this is what's going on inside. So literally within a minute or two, these police officers were engaging Vincente David Montano inside the theater. They had their guns drawn and everything else. They exchanged gunfire. Now, it ultimately turned out that Montano was carrying, again, what they thought was a semi-automatic pistol, actually was an airsoft gun. And so a lot of folks now were looking at this and looking at the history of Montano. He has a serious history of a mental illness, and a lot of folks are wondering now if this was actually suicide by cop. He ultimately tried to get out the back of the theater once the SWAT team showed up, and the SWAT team was waiting for him outside, and they took him out in a hail of gunfire there. So, again, you look at a guy who we're getting more and more details about this guy, and it looks like he was sort of in an emotional spiral. He, again, had been institutionalized at least three times in the last several years, and his family had reported him missing 2 days ago. He is also said to be homeless. He was somewhat of a drifter in the sense that he lived in a whole bunch of states, including Illinois, also Florida, Alabama, Texas, and Missouri as well. And so he has a very storied history, and right now the police and the authorities are just trying to figure out exactly what happened. They're going to look at, obviously, his medications. They're going to look at what medication he perhaps was on, was not on. Was he taking whatever medication has been prescribed? There's a lot to this.
Number four. This is a very hot topic, a very interesting controversy, the Planned Parenthood situation. Here's radio host Nicole Sandler talking to political analyst Fred Clarkson. They discuss the group behind the highly edited videos that are at the heart of the controversy surrounding Planned Parenthood and its future.
I've spoken briefly about this issue. I don't want to give those videos any more, you know, airtime. Certainly wasn't going to play them here. I did watch some, and it could tell that they are edited. And I got to say, I mean, as you're watching these videos, somebody who deals with the group behind them and others similar to them on a regular basis, what was your original thought?
Well, you know, I try to keep an open mind on these things.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm an investigative journalist.
Right.
Whether if somebody comes forward and says, you know, we've got the goods on somebody, I take a look.
Right.
I'm interested in the content, but I'm also interested in the method. And, you know, what I saw in the videos, you know, was the evidence, the documentation, the content of what was there did not support the allegations as presented. And that was just glaring to me.
To me as well. And so then you decided to look into just who these people were at the, quote, Center for Medical Progress, one of the most, you know, Orwellian named groups out there, because yeah, they're about anything but progress. But first time I heard of anything dealing with these videos was a question to a listserv that I'm on when someone said, has anybody heard of this Center for Medical Progress? And we realized that they haven't been around very long, that they've done virtually nothing, certainly nothing before these videos, but yet they do enjoy tax-exempt status, which I find really disturbing.
Well, just about anybody can get a 501c3 tax exempt status without ever having done anything.
Right. Well, and that's a problem in and of itself.
That's kind of normal.
Wow. So when did you said, all right, I'm going to look in to see who's behind these videos? How did this come to be?
Well, it was interesting. I'd read up a bit on this. I'd followed in the days following. I've been reading about it, but I honestly hadn't intended to look into it until I read the op-ed by somebody from Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good, an ostensibly liberal and democratic organization endorsing the videos. And I thought that the Catholic Alliance had been dead for years, and here it was popping up again. And I thought this was astounding. My first sense, as was yours, Nicole, was that this whole life group, and you're going to take this stuff seriously, but you're also involved in journalism and involved in liberal think tankery, you would think that, well, I've never heard of this group, and they're making outrageous charges. The least I can do is to look into them. But I was astounded that, in a rush to judgment, that this organization came forward and endorsed the video and called on Democratic and liberal progressive leaders to check out the video as well, and to and to call on Congress to do something to defund Planned Parenthood. This was within 2 days of the release of the first video, and appeared in the op-ed page of the Washington Post. And, you know, it raises basic questions about what kinds of people you are allied with on a range of issues who will rush to judgment in this way.
Number three.
All right, we're cooking here. Number three, the illegal immigration discussion, perhaps exacerbated or heightened by the discussion in the debates from the various Republican candidates. Here's the radio host Doug McIntyre talking to correspondent Jim Roop about a city that is in a small city in Los Angeles County appointing two illegal immigrants to one of their city commissions.
Even the LA Times covered this story. You know, I guess so. There are some things that illegal aliens can do that even the LA Times will take note of.
Well, this is weird, to say the least. However, there's no law that prohibits an illegal immigrant from being appointed to a position on a commission. They just can't be paid because that's prohibited by federal law. They can't really make policy of any kind, just be advisors. And so it's sort of a volunteer position, but still it's a position in government.
Yeah, well, it would seem to me that if you're not legally allowed in the country, that should preclude you from being on any... In other words, somebody who's not a citizen of the United States and can't be a citizen of the United States because they're in the country illegally is now on a commission that can set policy that can tell Americans what they can and can't do.
Yeah, I mean, they can't even vote, so they're not allowed to participate in the political process in that way, yet they're allowed to participate in the political process
that can impose laws on other people.
Yeah, and you know, I don't understand it, but I hear the argument that's being made in that city of, what, 60,000 people. It's mostly Latino, lots of undocumented folks there. You know, they want to bring that voice to the table. But then the question is, and that was asked at the city council meeting in Huntington Park, why do they need a voice at all if they're not supposed to be here in the first place? Why aren't there more credible, qualified legal citizens that deserve positions on those commissions rather than those who aren't supposed to be here in the first place? That was a huge argument, and I was surprised at that argument that so many people voiced that. Even a lot of Hispanics and Latinos in that city council meeting were voicing the same objection.
Well, that's one of, you know, Jim, that's one of the great unreported aspects of the whole illegal immigration story is that the, and I hate to use this AM radio cliche, but the mainstream media talks about the subject of the undocumented as if it's a monolith, as if every Hispanic voter, Latino, Latina voter in America supports amnesty and open borders. And it's not the case, because many, many, many millions of people who came to this country legally, and going back to Cesar Chavez, of all people, opposed illegal immigration because they understood what the consequences of it were. They understood what it did to the value of labor, etc.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can go back. You can search any of those speeches by Cesar Chavez, and you hear him coming out against illegal immigration, how it's hurting his efforts in with farm workers, so on and so forth. But it was amazing at that city council meeting how few Eurocentric white people were there, and it was a very large Hispanic community really voicing outrage. And I couldn't believe the how easy it was for the city council to approve those positions. Now, look, as great as those guys seem to be, with all the volunteer work they've done,
right,
taking advantage of the education system here, they're trying to advance themselves. When I ask the question, are you working towards citizenship, neither one of those two would answer that question directly. So if they want to at some point be elected to public office, they're going to have to become citizens. But still, it's almost like being an illegal immigrant at this point is a badge of courage, and that's more of an authoritative aspect to your life than it would be to become a citizen of the U.S.
All right, we'll take a pause for a moment, then get to number two, and then number one on this week's countdown.
This report is brought to you by the Beer Institute in Washington, D.C. The U.S. beer industry is an economic powerhouse. That's according to a new study, Beer Serves America, released in Washington. Beer Institute President and CEO Jim McGreevy explains.
The Beer Serves America study says it all. Brewers, importers, distributors, and retailers have an economic impact that is both broad and deep. Our industry generates nearly $253 billion in economic activity, produces $48.5 billion in tax revenue, and supports 1.75 million jobs in America. And that's where beer truly serves America. From farmers to factory workers, from truck drivers to tavern owners, beer helps put a wide variety of Americans to work every day. Beer is more than our nation's favorite adult drink. It's a powerhouse in job creation, commercial activity, and tax revenue.
The study, available at beerservesamerica.org, is jointly released by the Beer Institute and the National Beer Wholesalers Association. It shows how beer brewers and importers, from the smallest to the largest, all contribute to our nation's economy in ways that many may not be aware.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you can save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and number 3030.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco rolled acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middleman, this good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Number two item is the Iran nuclear deal. Let's listen to this conversation on the Kim Kerrigan radio program.
I know that you did some extensive research. Tell me why you've decided to throw your support behind this deal.
Well, because I think it's a good deal, and I think it's in the best interest of the United States, and quite frankly, it's in the best interest of the world community to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. And I think this is our best opportunity to be able to achieve that goal. I've sat through classified briefings, and I've been to the White House for briefings. I've talked to our intelligence officers. I've talked to representatives from the other countries that were involved in this kind of multilateral agreement. And I'm convinced that this is our best opportunity to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. And I think there's the alternatives are all bad. I hope that Congress doesn't, vote this down or override a presidential veto, and that this deal can go forward. I think the implications of this deal failing, I think, would be disastrous for the United States, not only with regard to Iran, but I think it would diminish our credibility in the world community.
Congressman, what do you say to those who claim that this may be putting off a nuclear weapon when it comes to Iran, but that they'll have time to development during the course of this agreement?
Well, I don't see how that's I don't understand that criticism, because I think the agreement is pretty clear about what Iran can and cannot do, you know, there will be intrusive inspections. And by the way, if Iran doesn't agree to any of this stuff along the way, you know, there are snapback provisions, and the sanctions all go back into play. But you know, under this agreement, it's not just about 10 years or 15 years. Iran really is obligated to not develop a nuclear weapon forever. I mean, they're going to be signatories to the, you know, a non-proliferation agreement, which basically, you know, if they're going to follow it and they're going to adhere to it, they can't develop a nuclear weapon.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Well, we had the Talk Radio Countdown show focusing now on the number one item this week, and it's the presidential candidate debate from the Republican side. Joining me now is WMEL's John Harper, WMEL on the Space Coast of Florida. John and I have had many conversations about a lot of great and important things. Yeah, he runs WMEL Talk Radio AM 1300, soon to be at a different address on the dial. John, congratulations on that.
Thank you, Doug. Soon to be this Sunday, WMEL AM 1060.
All right. So people listening to your program, you have a very active audience. One of the things that I have great respect for on your station, and it's an example for many other stations, no matter how big the market, how big the station, you really engage your listeners. So just for a moment, if you wouldn't mind going back over the past week, this is a local issue. It's a national issue. What have some of your listeners been saying on the air and posting? Because, again, you have a very active website. About the context of the debate, what the anticipation was, and then once the debates were over, what do they think about whether there were winners or losers, the conduct of the Fox people? There are all kinds of conversational points here, I think.
Well, Doug, there sure are. And first, leading up to last night's debate, I think those of us here in the state of Florida look at our politics perhaps a little bit different, especially in regards to the debate last night, because five of the debaters are actually residents of the state of Florida, with, of course, Jeb Bush and Senator Marco Rubio being the two prominent ones, but also Mike Huckabee, who lives here in Florida as well. So people here in Florida kind of look at it as our homegrown boys going at it last night in the debate. And I think as they attempted to, the candidates attempted to take the spotlight off of Donald Trump, they were successful, especially from what we're hearing in our talk shows already since last night and on our website as well, and the fact that Mike Huckabee perhaps kind of stole the spotlight and was surprisingly acute in his answers and the way he presented himself. And a lot of people think he looked very presidential. Others think that Jeb Bush did well. Jeb, one of our callers remarked, looked the most presidential, because he looked like his father, the former president. So they kind of joked that Jeb looked the most presidential. But nonetheless, I think Mike Huckabee, from what we're hearing, perhaps came out in front. Ted Cruz as well scored very well, from what our host and our callers are telling us here early this morning. So I think were they successful in kind of dethroning the train, or derailing the train here, of Donald Trump? And I think the answer absolutely positively is yes. What a difference 24 hours makes.
In Florida, I will tell you that I'm looking at the results on the poll that we've had at DougStephan.com and some of the other national the polls that focus on Donald Trump, whether or not he won or he didn't win. There are a lot of people who felt, as you were suggesting, Jeb Bush did a good idea. The overall situation, in a conversational sense, in part, is not on the debaters, and even whether it was a debate. There are a lot of people questioning whether it was even a debate, and they don't like. And I'm seeing here wholesale numbers of people, and listening to people talk about how horrible the Fox presenters were. Did you get a sense of that?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people are indicating to us this morning already that the Fox moderators, presenters, whatever you want to call them, were harsh, at times confrontational with the 10 candidates on stage, and just didn't like the way that came off. I think that kind of backfired on the Fox people.
Yeah,
so that's one area that I think we'll be hearing more conversation about today and throughout the weekend and next week as well, as parts of that debate are played back and forth over and over. But again, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, Walker did very well, I think, and Mike Huckabee, from what we're hearing, scored the best.
All right. John, thank you for your overview. Always good to have your insight. John Harper runs WMEL Talk Radio in Cocoa Beach in Melbourne, Florida, on the Florida Space Coast. Certainly he's got his fingers on the pulse of what people in Florida are thinking. And there'll be much more discussion of this, I'm sure, across the weekend and through into next week. I'm Doug Stephan. You're listening to, or have listened to, this hour of the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs,
IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.